From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia is denouncing President Donald Trump's decision to sign into law a measure sanctioning Moscow over its Ukraine policy and alleged meddling in last year's U.S. election. That's a charge it denied. Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev warned it ends hopes of improving relations and called it a declaration of economic war. Vasily Nebenzia is Russia's new U.N. ambassador.
I really wonder, is there anything in this world today which Russia is not guilty of? Some of U.S. officials were saying that this is a bill that might encourage Russia to cooperate with the United States. To me, that's a strange sort of encouragement. But it's not our habit to be resentful children and to be, to get offended with anything that happens around. We will not relent on finding ways and means to cooperate with our partners, including the United States.
White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Mr. Trump signed the measure in a sign of national unity, despite what she called significant flaws and unconstitutional provisions limiting his authority over foreign policy.
The president favors tough measures to punish and deter the bad behavior of the rogue regimes in Iran and North Korea, and he also sent a clear signal that we won't tolerate interference in our democratic process by Russia.
Russia has already retaliated by seizing two properties in Moscow used by Americans and ordering hundreds of diplomatic personnel out of the country. Sanctions were also extended against Pyongyang and Tehran, which promised a proportional response. At least four people were killed Wednesday after gunmen ambushed a convoy of buses in South Sudan. Several others were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The attack occurred on a main highway between the capital Juba and the Ugandan border. At least 14 were killed in a similar attack in June. This is VOA News.